knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll.
You're not that crazy about it, but I just love that. I love that intro, but that's just me. Welcome, people.
Exactly.
Happy Wednesday, 1 o'clock, Wednesday, August the 12th.
Woo!
And it's a beautiful day. It's just this is a picture
it
perfect
It is a beautiful day.
Low humidity.
Yep.
For those in New York, low humidity, just beautiful sun. Certainly hot enough to feel like summer, but not that oppressive heat. So it's just a beautiful day. And we welcome you to another show, The Bridal Body Shop. And we are happy, oh yeah, so happy to serve you. Serving up that information stack high and piping hot and ready to eat. How about that, Elite?
I love it.
First of all, because last week I was remiss in doing the proper intro, so I'm going to do it today because I got a couple
and
of remarks.
Let me
that,
tell you, I heard it.
Yeah. Did you hear it?
I heard it.
You heard it. You heard people saying...
No, I heard it from you.
Oh, yeah. I was the biggest complainer about it because I hate making mistakes. So this
week... We didn't do the intros the right way.
We didn't. I realized that as we were closing the show. So, proper intros are...
Here we go.
Lori Towers is me. Elite Ziegelman is she.
See, I missed that.
Bridal Body Shop
that.
Are we. And
yes.
that's who we are. That's who we are. And that's who we shall be.
And we'll stay.
For those of you just joining us, welcome. We hope that we make this ride of into fitness and health a happy one, a
not
fun
hell.
One. Well, that's just in the studio with us. That's
yeah.
all that is. But we want to include everybody. But we hope that we make it informative and fun and something that you want to come back to week after week. And by the look of the ratings, people do. And we're always happy that people, even if it's well-meaning criticism, we like to hear from people. So you can always do that at the Bridal Body Shop at AOL.com. Your thoughts, your questions, all that. Or you could just...
Complain.
You know, yeah, you could call us live on the air and complain, too. Now watch what happens. 347-857-1867. We would love to hear from you. So for people who don't know what the show is about, it's a health show. The business, the Bridal Body Shop, is something that Elite and I put together a few years ago to get brides and grooms in shape for the wedding, but not excluding everybody else. Everybody is included in this. Anybody who wants a body to look better, perform better, just to feel better, that's what we do. And that's what the show does. We disseminate information to the masses. We hope that we make it something that you could use on a daily basis. Because when fitness and health becomes like long division, you walk away from it.
That's right.
And that's what we try to...
It's not complicated at all.
It's really not. It's just a lifestyle change. It's not about diets. It's about eating healthy, eating correctly, and making fitness part of it, too. You know,
mm-hmm.
working out, it's a marriage of both, no pun intended. But let me turn to my lovely co-host and ask how she's doing. How are you, Elite?
I'm great.
How was your week so far?
So far, so good.
Someone's got a birthday coming up.
Who?
Oh, somebody's got a birthday. There's a certain Leo that acts more like a Virgo that I know.
I don't know.
That's all I'm saying. Hint, hint to the studio
no.
audience. Someone's birthday's coming up. But Elite and I had a great...
There's your hint.
Yeah. Well, they know I don't talk about my birthday. I'm usually waiting for you to do that.
Yeah, we're going to be off the air by then. Go ahead.
Yanked off the air. Last week, and I want to give a shout-out to one of our sponsors. This show is just fantastic. Elite and I, we're partnering with this great off-Broadway show called... that Bachelorette show, and it is just such a hoot. It's interactive theater at its finest, and Elite and I
went on Saturday,
and let me tell you something, it was a blast.
Yeah, I was telling everybody that this week. I was telling like all my clients how they must go, which is so much fun. If they want to have a party, just go out, and you'll have a party at this show.
And that's, you know what, that's exactly it.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing that is out to change your life.
It's a party assembled.
That's exactly right. It just is a way to forget your life and laugh and dance for 90 minutes. And that goes a very long way. You know, if you're
mm-hmm.
having one of those weeks and, you know, just go out, get a bunch of your friends. And, you know, there were men there too, right? We were there.
Oh, yeah. So
I liked
that. It was all mixed.
A lot. You know, I went in there not knowing what to expect. And, you know, there were people of all ages. Elite and I thought we were going to be the elders there, but, you know, there was everybody there. It was really nice. There's certainly a
you know what?
Crowd.
I bet you we were the oldest, but the girls that we saw looked old.
I know. There were a few people there that, you know, if you go there, and this is a heads up, if you go there expecting to just sit there and watch a show, you're going to miss out on a lot of it because it really is a lot of fun. And the fun part is when you're interactive and it's you're dancing. It's,
mm-hmm.
it's some great music. They had two DJs going. Get up and dance. I don't think we sat down once, did we?
No, we didn't.
I think
the minute they started, we were up.
Yeah.
Until they ended.
Yeah, and it's really a lot of fun. But, you know, that's again, a night on the town. It's
mm-hmm.
a night on the town. It makes you forget, walk away from your life a little bit and into some laughter. And, you know, that's never going to serve you wrong. And if you go to their website now and you buy your tickets and you mention the code Bridal Body, you will get a discount because you are a listener of the show. And that is the courtesy they are extending to us. And we also have something nice going on. We offered them. We offered them a year's worth of virtual training. They had a contest, a little giveaway, and that was from us. And what they're giving to our listeners and our brides is a free bachelorette party. Now, let me tell you something. That I'm sure a lot of people that we know that got married last year are thinking, oh, my God, because this is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
They set up the entire bachelorette party for you. So look on our Facebook page for that, and I'm going to be posting it all over the place. It's just a really cool thing, and we thank them, and it's a lot of fun. But you know what? Forget about that. Go see the show, that bachelorette show. It's just a hoot. It's a lot of fun. You know, you won't walk out of there.
It's a fun night out.
You know what's funny? I was reading their different reviews, and Time Out gave them the best. Time Out said, bring your best friends and bring your gays. And I was like thinking, well, Elite and I didn't bring any gays, but I guess we could have picked up some along the way if it was absolutely mandatory. But we showed
up. Funny, the bartenders were gays.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So we
a lot of fun.
We brought them in, but they were
sweet
all
there. Sweet
pie. And just, you know, nicer people you won't meet. So go there and have a good time. That bachelorette show. The show today is pretty serious.
Yeah, it is.
And
we were going to go from the bachelorette show.
Yeah, that's why. Did you see how I just went? I was kind of ushering us in with a somber tone. But today we love Topperson. I always say we love Topperson, and every month we have our Topperson talk with Lucky Luigi Paradise, Lou Paradise, the formulator of Topperson. What did I call him before? Lightning Lou Paradise. Why did I say that?
I don't know.
Like it works, but I don't think I should say it. But I said it anyway. But I like the way it just.
That's his new name.
Lightning Lou. No, I like
Lightning
Lucky.
Lou.
I like Lucky Luigi. I like that. But he is going to come on, and there is a serious growth in something that most people don't really think as gender specific is heart disease. Diabetes and heart disease among women is on the rise. And the numbers, I was doing some research this morning, and the numbers every year, people, seems to be escalating. So it's
I wonder why that is.
You know, you and I, we were discussing.
Is it because they never really measured it, or they never really formulated the amount?
Mm.
They didn't care.
Yeah.
Or it's because something is in the water or the food.
I'm going to say see all of the above, because everything that you mentioned is definitely a feature in this. And I'm sure Lou is going to bring this up. But for decades, for centuries, women's voices in the medical community. Women are the underserved. They always were. Any time they came in with an ailment, it was kind of, you know, smirked, give them a pill, give them this, give them that. And they were never taken seriously. And most women, you know, their mood swings were based on hormones, and it just got into this whole...
They always
whole,
based it
right.
with the menstrual cycle.
Everything that went wrong with a woman is she was hysterical, she was moody, she was this, she was that, she was hypochondriacal. And that's why a lot of things, I'm thinking, were deliberately dismissed. So data was not established until now, until you start seeing the numbers, you know, just escalate like that, and you have no choice but put pen to paper and say, you know what, this is a serious concern.
It really is.
And diabetes as well, and certainly...
Well, diabetes runs in my family.
Yes, and you have, yes, exactly. I was thinking of that when I was reading
yeah.
all this stuff. So,
my grandfather
yeah.
passed away from it.
Right.
And my mother had it.
Right, so yeah. you, and you're on top of all of that, and you get checked and...
Well, you know, I've really never had a problem like that. I mean,
well,
I watch
good.
What I
not
eat,
good. Not
and
good.
I exercise all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the first thing they recommend when you have diabetes?
Oh, of course.
Before they
absolutely.
Give you insulin or, you know,
absolutely.
Tablets to
yeah.
control it, they tell you, let's try this in a month and we'll come back.
Yeah.
But you have to exercise.
Absolutely. Well, that's,
right?
you know, that's... Honestly, I feel that is the answer to everything, to a small degree, is diet and exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And it's certainly not going to serve you poorly. But, yeah, it's just something that – and this the numbers are 1 in every 4 women will die of some sort of heart disease. 1 in 4, Lee.
Wow.
1 in 4. I was shocked
That's
at that.
That's crazy.
I was really shocked at that. So, you know, this is something that we really need to address in our lives. And if it doesn't affect us, you know, we have friends. You know, this is the idea. Even if we're healthy, we have to help other people. We have to get the information out there. And I think that Lucky Luigi,
yeah.
Lou Paradise, is on.
Lou, you have to help us.
Hey.
Hey.
Good afternoon, beautiful people.
How are you?
Oh, hey, look, my day has dramatically improved as a result of hearing both of your voices at the same time.
Oh, what a charmer. What a charmer.
My goodness. And it's totally true. Everybody who knows you both know how lucky I am to have this moment in time with you. So thank you so much.
Doling out the charm, Lou. Lou, did you hear me saying I called you Lucky Luigi, number one, and then I called you Lightning Lou Paradise? Did you hear all that nonsense that I was doing?
I did. I did, and you know, back in the day, when you call somebody lucky and it started with an L, it's usually Lucky Luciano as opposed to Lucky Luigi. But Lucky Luigi, nevertheless, because I am blessed with having the kind of relationships and people in my life that makes what I'm doing and all of the slugging out we all do.
Yeah.
It reminds us, hey, you know, that's why we're supposed to do what we're doing: taking care of each other, taking care of people. Being real, being genuine, going out and doing real research, bringing stuff back, finding solutions, and walking the walk, right?
Yeah.
Doing it and saying to everybody, hey, we're gonna. Here's what we're subscribing for, to enhance your life and bring you back to a point of, you know, good physical agility and being able to move and do and not, you know, if you're 19 and years old and you could do it at one level, and if you're 89 years old, that's a different deal. But in between all of that, there's ways to stay healthy and stay active so you don't have to fall into a state of disrepair. And you know, as an old guy in the neighborhood would say, and whatever happens to me, hey, don't let them plug me into the wall. You know, put me in the hospital and fix me up and hook me up with all this stuff, you know.
But that's
so.
What I say, whatever age, you can do something. It's all relative to you, but every age, you could have a personal best. So just try to always, you know, bring the A game and try your best. That's all we could do.
Exactly.
And you know, Lou, I was talking to Elite, you know, even before and on the air. I was looking over the stats on today's topic, and it's just amazing how much this rise. Every year, women and heart disease and diabetes. It's just, and the number that really astounded me is 1 in every 4 women will die. I mean, that is just I mean, I had to look twice at that. And this is just something that's a topic that, as all women's issues are near and dear to your heart, but this is especially a hot topic with you.
No, absolutely. You know, we all of the stuff that I've ever done in looking at how we can be a value to people, you know, and I've said this many times, and it's not because I have three daughters, even though we have two sons, and not because I have six granddaughters, and even though we have three grandsons, so we have a whole bunch of family. It's really more fundamental than that. It just reminds me how personalized it is. When you really think of the many things that have happened that should be in the interest of women everywhere, and no matter what has happened over the many, many decades and generations and up till right now in 2015, we still have the majority of things that are essentially important for women's issues, women's health, the equality in the workplace, all the things that are important. I mean, how in the world do we manage to societally move to this point of evolution in time, still denying and still underscoring and underserving, grossly underserved as women's issues completely are, and still not doing enough about it in order for us to bring about the kind of change we need. So, you know, if we're representing the whole world and everybody in it, how in the world do we possibly have this dividing line between what women should actually be having access to and choices and knowing what the options are? You know, if you don't have all your options on the table when you're making decisions about your life, and, of course, how many women making decisions about their families' lives, and all the pressure and all of the responsibility goes along with it, it is a disgrace, Eve 2015, and we still don't have anywhere near that equal level of care, the equal level of access, equal level of options and choices. And it's a big thing for our company, and it's a big thing for me more than 45 or 50 years, you know, because it's something vital and fundamental to the very nature that we all live on this planet. There's only one race, you know, it's the human race at the end of the day. And all of us as people should be doing far more to, as opposed to pointing out the inadequacy and the injustice that's going on, we rather do something about that and just take steps and show other people how to do the same thing so that we don't wait on anyone else to do it. Unless, of course, this bunch of characters up there that are calling themselves presidential candidates, you know, if we want to trust any of them to do whatever, if we want to put our hope and faith in anybody up there, I mean, maybe one or two that might actually mean what they say. But you know what I'm saying is that we can't sit around and wait for other people to make decisions for our lives and wind up in a situation where we've got, you know, this incredible 1 in 4 women. That's everybody who's exposed to the heart disease and diabetes, and there's all kinds of ways we can help to bring that back to a real conscious and sober, enthusiastic, amazing discussion like we're going to have today and like you folks have every single time you're on the air, so that people know, hey, look, we really care about this stuff. This isn't about selling products. You know, this is about restoring hope and quality of life and people that your birthright to have that and be able to live, you know, a physical life that you really enjoy, as opposed to being jacked up, hammered, getting the wrong diagnosis, no diagnosis, misdiagnosis, wrong medication, wrong people advising, all that kind of stuff. That stuff has got to stop, you know. Right. And so, as an Italian boy, I get hot. So talk about lucky Luigi. I get hot about this business, you know, because
live
it's not
Luigi.
Right.
How about that? Live Luigi.
Yes, thank
there
you.
There you go. But you know what I really want is, on a serious note, what Elite and I were trying to figure out is, okay, where did these numbers come from? Now, was this something that was swept under the carpet years ago and just not, you know, there's no established data? Is it something that's environmentally infused? Why are these numbers growing so astronomically every year?
You know, one of the things that's probably utmost general terms and in the kind of statistical facts that we have is how different women are treated. We've talked about this a number of times. If somebody has a situation where There's a man that comes into a doctor's office, for instance, and he claims to have some sort of painful issue. The doctor's going to take that seriously.
Absolutely.
You know, and when a woman comes in that same situation, as far as the doctor's concerned, if he's a male doctor, it's more likely to be in her head. Thank you very much. So the discounting part of it, and I think that a good deal of the fact that remains is that the way the medical community is set up, they are trained in organ pathology, not organ function, and they're trained in treating the horizontal patient, not the vertical patient. Women slug this out. They're constantly having the demands on them in terms of everything that's happening, even more so now with everybody out working. So it's not like mom's staying home. And when mom stood home, I knew for sure in my mother's case and all the women in the neighborhood, they busted their chops.
Yeah,
I mean, their job
was nice.
From the beginning, right? You remember, I mean, you know, from the beginning of the day to the end of the day, and had to slug it through.
Yeah.
They couldn't complain about, you know, they said, even if I could mention that I was hurt, how many women wait too long to go and get a good physical exam because they're so busy and they, you know, it's like the issues there is like, it's okay if you put yourself last on the list for the things you need. What's not cool is when you don't put yourself on the list at all.
Exactly.
You know? So all of these things and statistics quietly kind of go into a place where there's no one who knows or is reacting or acting on it and really taking the time to really do this properly, I have to unfortunately conclude that sometimes with some of these big industries that cardiovascular disease has come to, diabetes has come to, cancer has come to, you know, there's plenty of ways that we know for sure a lot of those kinds of things could have been easily handled and cured if there was merit in doing it based on quality of life and really looking at people, as opposed to looking at people as statistics and another way to put more money in the coffers of big companies that just do it. And I hate to say it, I'm not a conspiracy theorist really, but the reality of it is, you know, between the food, which is probably the most addictive stuff on the planet Earth, the biggest addiction we have is to food because we can't avoid it, as opposed to the huge amount of addiction that's going on with Oxy, Vicodin, Percocet, Lorazepam, and this crazy new Sohydro product in the marketplace, that women never have gotten a voice, never had a voice in the marketplace, advocacy, and they didn't want to complain about anything because they were too busy taking care of their families. So it kind of defaulted to the fact that they would not go and get the care they need and or be in an advocacy group. I mean, and I we talked to a lot of women, why did you wait so long? You know, and they said, you know, well, you know, my home and taking care of the house and taking care of my family was so important to me. You know, I thought if there was something wrong with me and I was scared to find out that it might be something serious, then what would happen to my family? And I decided just not to say anything about it. It's a terrible situation for those kinds of circumstances. But I think today, what we do in championing the cause of it is the stats and the information has been in the coffers for a very long time. Nobody, I don't think, ever centered the information the way the internet has. So then now we all really know. Oh my God Almighty! Look at all this stuff that's going on. Look at these statistics for these folks. In this one gender group that have every kind of conceivable thing to live for and every reason to have deserved the right to be treated with absolute respect and every option on the table, and yet we don't find that that's really what is happening, and that's why we advocate for people to advocate for themselves. I mean, ultimately, to pick up that thing and say, your life belongs to you. This isn't a dress rehearsal. You can't let anybody deny you the kind of access you need, and you can't put yourself into a point where now the disrepair becomes one where they start treating you for depression. You know, it's like if somebody could be depressed and be sad, but not be suffering from depression, and yet
that's
what happens?
Exactly.
You go into the doctor's office, and what do? They put you on medication, antidepressants, and how crazy it is that the biggest side effect profile in antidepressants is going to make you more depressed.
Yeah, suicidal ideations,
Yeah, you know, and it rewires your brain, and you can't think straight. And how many people, you know, got sent off into that kind of thing where you couldn't, you know, how are you going to speak up for yourself if you're so jacked you can't think straight? And these are all part of the complexity of why we have what we have right this minute, and why it's important to be able to bring attention to it and have everybody advocating for each other so that you can finally get away from the you know, this miserable kind of lack of care or miscare or misdiagnostic, and give people something they need to, you know, there are, people are born to take charge, to go out there, kick up your heels, to be encouraged to do the kinds of things you totally love doing with the people you love, not being a prisoner of pain or medication or polypharmacy or, you know, not getting the kind of real advisory you need because somebody just looked at you and said, oh, no, that's just another woman. She just needs that, and sent her on her way, you know.
Well, you know, and we go over the same questions that always need to be asked. And, you know, mm-hmm. at the point of redundancy, I'm going to do it anyway. How do we rewind it past, I would just take a stab and say during the 60s is when we started, certainly not to this point, we started over-medicating the masses. So how now do we rewind it all the way and start clean? That's
yeah.
the battle here, Lou.
It truly is. I mean, you know, I think that what happens, and I'll give you a perfect example. A good deal of the people who look to us for advisory and look to us for education advisory, which is what we're really good at, the first thing that got their attention, it's like let's take a look at a woman who has got diabetes and suffering from neuropathy. Her life has been totally changed dramatically because of the neuropathic pain. We could say similar profile in another way with another more as devastating a disease as cancer and chemo-induced neuropathy. Mm. So here's a person who cannot, they would love to get out and just walk and exercise and lose the weight that they gained as a result of bearing babies and you know, falling into that kind of trap where you can't get the weight off anymore and all that kind of stuff. Now they've got the diabetic thing working, and the neuropathy makes them feel like somebody stuck 1,000 pins in their feet. How in the world are we going to help that person to get the first thing they need to do and get physically more active? And physically more active may not be going into a gym necessarily, but physically more active going out and just taking a walk, just getting
sure.
in the park, getting in a place where you love it, where you're feeling better, you're looking better, you're doing something physical. When their feet are killing them so much they can hardly walk on them. So what has happened with us and with Topperson products, as you know, is we show people not only can you get better, but the thing that was really holding you back and your feet killing you and your ankles and your lower extremity, getting a healing technology, showing you that even in your thought of disrepair, your body can still heal itself. You could still get better, which is like more about restoring hope and ending suffering than relieving pain. You know, it's like pain, as you know, pain is one thing and suffering is a whole other thing.
Yeah.
And then finally getting to everybody and saying, now that you know you can get better, here's the things we want you to do. You know, I know that most people still don't understand the magnitude of white refined sugar and flour products, and it's all over the place. Eliminating excitotoxins like MSG especially, which is very difficult to do unless you do not buy packaged products with preservatives in them. And if you don't buy, if you buy fresh and organic, and of course it's people who have situations with diabetes, they may not have any work anymore. They have a low income. It's a very tough battle. But once you show somebody how to take that first step, and show the rest of the story, and how many people we know have said, look, just eliminate this out of your diet, and definitely get rid of those artificial sweeteners. How many people with diabetes have more jacked up situation with their blood sugar all over the map because of artificial sweeteners, because your body has no idea what it is. Number one, what it does is, because the brain loves carbs, it makes you crave even more sugar. And so this unraveling of these two factors, just these two alone, let alone hydration and all, has been so incredible. How many people went from no relief to Topperson relieving their neuropathic issues?
Yeah.
to getting up and starting your exercise, taking an interest in what's going on and seeing you can do it, reducing their pain meds and getting rid of things like Cymbalta, Lyrica, Neurontin, which got their brain fog lifted most of the time, which is what has happened to most of the people that are in these kinds of circumstances if they're medicated, and how they so loved the fact that they could finally, it reminded them, half of them said to me, it reminded me, when I was a kid, I used to push the envelope all the time, and I forgot that's what I'm supposed to do, and more now than ever. And how many people that we know over 20 years lost 150 pounds, and they didn't go on, the Biggest Loser or anything like that. They just took sensible, opportunity to do something they love physically while they started to really think and get their mindset around being healthy, and that their body and their health was something they could attain, and how their whole quality of life not only changed for them, but every single person around them who loved them dearly. You know, so it is not an easy issue, and it's not an overnight success issue. It's just starting, and I think this is the biggest thing in our conversation. It's always been a joy to me, and things that I know that you both do with everyone, is like, if you have this big complex problem and you think you're going to have one thing that's going to solve it and it's all going to go away, that's a pipe dream. I mean, it's not realistic. But when you take the time, and I think our biggest advantage, and this is what people, doctors and patients, have told us, you helped us take a look at this and see the simple part of the one thing we could not figure out. How the heck do you start the first place to unravel this thing, put it on the table so we could all get around it and we can really work as a team, as a community, to help each other as coaches and whatever, which is exactly what's happening, and reverse the damage that's been causing the issue by developing new habits and placing those new habits in terms of the bad habits, and then finally getting people consciously aware of the options they never knew they had. And when they start adapting those, it's like, oh, my God. It's like, you can feed a person a fish and feed them for a day, and that's really cool. Or you can teach them how to fish and let them feed themselves forever. And that's the best part.
Well, you know what I think, and it's a great point, that I think that in chronic pain and, any type of weight loss issue or obesity, the prime component in that is the feeling of hopelessness. And once you're there, you're paralyzed because nothing else matters. There's no hope. Any little step is going to be thwarted. So the fact that when people could see, in terms of pain management, when people can start feeling a little bit better, there's hope, and they're willing to go a little further. When people, see the scale shift, when they see they've lost a little weight, now there's hope. So now they'll go the distance a little bit more. But that's the idea, is you have to eliminate the hopeless feeling, because that keeps every person, regardless of what their condition is, keeps them right there and not moving forward.
That is exactly right. And, that element reminds people why we're here. It's like, oh, my God, And of course, with all the complications, how many times we look at, again, going back to white refined sugar and white refined flour, and eliminating out of the diet, eliminating anything with high, fructose corn syrup, the same kind of thing, eliminating things as opposed to buying more stuff, which is the most inexpensive thing to do. And like I said, if people lose hope, that's when they're done. They're stick a fork in it, basically. They're toast, and everybody knows that. And we're talking about some of the most beautiful, amazing, incredible people in the world who have probably, for most of their life, helped everyone before they even helped themselves. Yeah. And so that is absolutely a total truth and perfectly said. Restoring people's hope first, being there, saying, people don't care, how much unless they really know how much you care about them. And if it isn't about people, relationships, taking care of each other, helping each other, guiding each other, educating each other, because the person that's educating and doing, they're not the only person, they're not giving something another person's benefiting. That when they're doing that, they're benefiting themselves, especially if people pick up the tools that are inside all of us, basically. And that's the problem I think most people have. The answers aren't from somebody smarter or somebody more attuned or somebody better or some guru that just came from outer space, maybe. Maybe that might be the case. But it's all in us. and helping people to know that the answers to everything that's most important to you is part of what you got born with. You just have to take that key, remind you where the key is, and unlock that little box. And when that stuff jumps out of there, it's like, oh, my goodness gracious, I want more and more of that. And it all belongs to you, I mean, which is the coolest thing. So it's not like we're doing anything that is all of a sudden giving gifts and miracles like we're pulling it out of the air. It's been with us always.
Yeah.
And all we have to do is just remind people how to get to it.
You know, I'm looking over the list, and there's two interesting points. I mean, we just made it. We're just talking about women with diabetes. The risk of depression increases in women who have diabetes, and more eating disorders are common with women who have diabetes. So it's pretty much...
Mm. Well, I'm sure women with diabetes are overweight.
Well, some are.
Some are.
But, it's you know, when you think about it, it's really that same cycle.
Mm-hmm.
It just goes around and around in circles.
It's a vicious cycle.
Yeah,
it
really
goes
round
and round and round. Unless you take care of it.
And you know, it's funny because there's a quote that I love, Lou, that Oliver Wendell Holmes, who was a prosecutor. He was his quote was, "Be careful how much hope you take away from a human being," and that always stood with me because think about it: when you take hope away from anybody, you have total chaos. There's bedlam. There's nothing to live for. There's nothing to achieve. And that's just what we said.
Exactly, exactly. And of course, drives people's fear. Fear freezes people in their spot, right? I mean, that's what happens.
Always.
And you know, all of these factors: fear of the unknown, fear of who to trust. And when you give people, it's like knowledge in itself by itself is not power. You know, knowledge is the only time it is powerful if it's great information that is going to, give you an incredible benefit. Credible could be a small little tiny thing that just changes everything for you as opposed to being a blown out miracle. And when it's applied, so that tool given to somebody to get open the door, to the key to unlock the room, And the whole entire realm of life changes completely because what we've done at that moment in time is we've realized we can. And it belongs to us. It's our birthright.
Mm-hmm.
You know, getting people's hope back gets them to fight.
Yeah.
When we look at the people who have the disorders, like you said, and the issues with diabetes, more people have it with women with heart conditions.
Mm-hmm.
Every single thing is all tied together. You know, because what happens is, chemically, your brain rewires itself from the chemicals and stuff you're putting in there, whether it be, you know, things like MSG and artificial sweeteners or medication. And especially some of these meds from a health point of view and a mental health point of view, you know, are not giving people what they need and is not the way to treat this. There's far more things that can help your serotonin levels and your feel-good levels and the oxytocin, which is the love hormone.
Mm-hmm.
I like to call it the love hormone.
The love.
It makes you, that's the feel-good hormone when you're giving somebody a hug and a kiss and they know, you know, that's a real thing because people are reminded by that sense of touch and a sense of presence of devotion, unconditional love, and a lot of, some people may think that's corny, and I really don't give a damn if they do or not.
No, not at
but all I know is it powerfully moves us to be the best that we can, to recognize what's really needed, and it isn't a bunch of big philosophical discussions, more so a real spiritual connection where you're saying to somebody, I care enough about you to stop right at this moment and provide what I can and what I believe you need. Just to remind you, you're important. You're one of a kind. Your life matters. Without you, the world would not be as cool a place. And we want you to fight for that, you know, and that's really the key, I think.
And that's really it. It's just a matter of having people, you know, take stock in themselves. And as opposed to, you know, and this is what I know Ali and I always say on a daily basis, when people want something tomorrow and they want, you know, they want to look a certain way, where are you going? God willing, you'll be here for a long time. What's the rush? It's not a race. Do it the right way, and it becomes the pattern of the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
That's
and,
true.
You know, how many of us were victims of bad patterns? I mean, I can, as you well know, you know, coming from Italian families, what happens is we love our food.
Mm-hmm.
We eat a whole bunch of carbs, but I can tell you the fact is as much as If the appetizer and the entree comes out on the table, everybody eat it. You can pick, you know, this and that, and you can, you know, go over to Uncle Joe and take some of the entree off, and nobody cares. when the tiramisu and the cannoli and everything else goes on the table, you try to touch one of those, they'd be sticking a fork in your hand. You know? and the brain is a sugar eater. A lot of people don't realize it wants carbs. It wants glucose. I mean, that's right. And so when you give it the other stuff it needs, it can get the same level of it. Everything is cool. But when you overdo it, we become, it's like that old phrase, you crave for what you're allergic to, you know.
Yeah.
It's that addiction. And there's no bigger addiction on the planet than food. I mean, the other oxy and all that stuff we talk about, incredibly addictive stuff on the outside. And there's ways to take your life back with that kind of stuff. And not everybody's successful at it. But what do you do about food? How do you get over that addiction? And that's where the smart, that's where the knowledge and education, that's when the hope restored, showing people to take those bad habits we all suffer from and replace them with incredibly good habits so that we can live a quality of life. Otherwise, do you really want to be, disabled by the time you're in your 60s or 70s? Do you really want to live your life then like that until somebody does plug you in the wall and then you die somewhere along the line, not living your quality of life?
Mm-hmm.
And how many people don't believe it's going to happen to them anyway, because no, that happened to my mother and my uncle and whatever, that's not going to happen to me.
Yeah.
And they're doing the same things that the family did, and there you go. I mean, when you have, it's like one thing, if you fell down and broke a bone, that's one set of circumstances.
That's totally different, yeah.
But if you have high blood pressure and you have heart attack and a stroke, guess what happens to you?
Most of the things that go wrong with us happen at our own hands, usually.
Right.
I mean, it's usually, ignorance of something when we allow. And it's funny because John's aunt, who recently passed, and may her soul rest, always used to have an argument with me. And it was, she always was overweight most of her life. And she used to say, you know something, Lori? You're going to die just like the rest of us. So why do you have to work out? Why do you have to eat? And I say to her, but Aunt Mildred, I'm certainly going to die. I know that. At birth, you're going to die. That's just the way it's going to go.
Exactly.
But while I'm here, I'm not going to be in a doctor's office as much as I can. And, she unfortunately died last year and she was only 65.
Mm-hmm.
And,
heart
disease, and she had a stroke, and it could have been avoided very easily. And we used to have arguments over the years about that. And obviously, you never want to say you were right, but I certainly was right.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. When you look at the fact of people figuring, it's like, okay, look, we're going to die anyway, so we might as well just do everything we damn well please. But the quality of life issue is not about, doing everything you damn well please, and finding other ways to get the same satisfaction. It's like how many times we know that people will have a need to be satiated with food because they're missing something in their life.
Yeah.
They're missing something vital that's not filling them up and giving them the joy, and so food's an instant gratification. And how many people, are psychological, right?
Yeah. But the thing is, there's a lot of people that need to be educated in the right way of food. That's the difference. I mean, a lot of people are just brought up with bad habits, and they just have to be educated into make it in better habits, because everybody needs food.
Of course.
That's right.
That's the thing. I mean, you're saying it's a bad addiction, but you have to eat to survive. So if you eat the right foods, that's a good way of surviving longer. It's just educating them what to eat and what not to eat. That's all it is.
Exactly. And most people have this perception about things. Perception is a very powerful thing.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, thought, well, my grandmother made these foods. They were living on all this very high saturated stuff for a long time. But it's not true. I mean, when grandma made her food, most of them made it from scratch.
That's another thing. In the old days, they really made everything from natural ingredients.
Yes.
Exactly.
Now everything's made from pesticide ingredients. Everything is just like the exercise, they get the quick fix.
Mm-hmm.
There's quick food fixes
that you could have everything.
It's fast. It's just easier.
Truly. Yeah, because
it never works.
And that's why slowing is kind of like in our discussion of the same kind of thing, this kind of a theme, slowing things down to the speed of life.
Right.
So saying, wait a minute, don't rush this part
of
it.
Right.
taking the time, right, taking the time for yourselves. Look at both of you. You think of the incredible amount of energy that you put into serving clients and doing it in so many different levels and serving women and men for that matter and doing it on all kinds of levels. If you didn't take time for yourself,
Well, that's the thing. That's what we're always discussing. That we always have. You see us take care of clients, but on the behind the scenes, I mean, we're exhausted because we have to take care of ourselves first before we get to our clients. And so that's taking us 2 hours just for ourselves to do that out of our day. You know, we get up earlier just to take care of ourselves, and a lot of people don't do that.
And you know what? The bottom line is, it's worth it. It's a worthwhile investment because investing in yourself, it's never going to be something that goes to default. Never, ever, ever.
Exactly. I mean, if you can't invest in you, what the heck is the best investment you could possibly have? Because all
It's like you said before, the quality of life will be so different if you took care of yourself or you didn't take care of yourself.
Exactly. And, you know, and most of these folks don't think about the fact that none of them, most of the people that get fall into this state of disrepair, they never, never wanted to be a burden on the people they love. They're probably the last one to ask for any help whatsoever.
I am the number one person that always says that. I don't want to burden anybody in my life. Anybody.
And so when we look at the kind of responsibility for everybody just doing enough of the part. This doesn't have to be one of those things where people go from steak and potatoes to a microbiotic diet, you know, which nobody does. No, it doesn't have to be a perfect diet. It has to just take certain things completely out and add things in. Like I said, we are what we eat. I mean, there's no question about it. And if our brain function and everything else, and we want to live this life where we know where we have the kind of capacity for the kind of control to take charge of our life so we're out there doing our thing on our own terms. Look, all I know for sure, after the streets in New York and some of the other interesting gun battles in the middle of Brooklyn and other places that people were having while we were kids running around trying to get out of the way, and Vietnam, you know, we don't have the luxury of time. We should put every ounce of our energy into walking the walk. I mean, that's one of the reasons why people love you guys so much and your clients,
because
whatever you're saying for them to do, you're doing it. You're a product of your own philosophies. You're a model of exactly why it is important to make those gains.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what happens? Most people don't know that those options are theirs because they're walking down the medical route and doctors aren't trained in nutrition, for God's sakes. So that's the first thing that does a default. And and the other side of it is that ain't nobody can give as much love at one time as the both of you.
Oh,
that's why I'm feeling that right now.
Second Lou.
Oh, no. Well, Charming Lou does.
Lovable Lou.
Charming Lou.
Oh, my God.
But Lou, before you go, I'm trying to share something on Topperson's wall. I wanted to talk about this before the summer ends. We put a little picture on our Facebook page about it's the lovely Elite Ziegelman has this in her shirt. It's Topperson's afterburn cream. Tell us a little.
Oh yeah. Yeah. One of the things that we found that you know our products are always been engineered to treat the skin. So the first thing that was important is thinking about, okay, wait a minute, how many people are suffering from burns? How many people are suffering from, I mean, it could be cooking burns, it could be chafing, you know, people that are running, blisters, anything that touches the skin. Sunburn, of course, always the case when people just don't know how to really get in the sun and get out of it when they should, and they're in at the wrong time. You know, that 11 to 1:30, 2 o'clock in the afternoon when the sun is at its peak, it's the worst time in the world to be out in the sun. And that the product was made based on the same philosophy of all of our Topperson products to treat the skin and the underlying cause, to help the damage in the skin that was caused by the UV, to reverse the damage very quickly, to get the inflammation down and to get blood flow back to normal so the cells were healing immediately. And also that there's so many people who had a need for something where they were doing outside sports. We have a ton of marathoners and cyclists and people doing triathletes, a lot of women's sports groups doing soccer and rugby, all saying, hey, if you could come out with something that can help me with the sunburn, or you can help to fortify what it is that this product actually does to prevent damage under the skin. So we use less SPF, and we don't use any SPF, but they would use less SPF products, and being able to really have this, have something that would actually nourish and hydrate the skin, which is really an important part of it. So this is a very complete product. It also is just as good at one of the things that the product is incredible at is how it will reduce the actual scar tissue, not just the appearance of a scar.
Yeah,
you know, so some of the issues that we have with regard to, again, an odorless, greaseless, safe, natural product with medicines in it that were designed to help the skin to be more alkaline. This also helps with UV protection. And following a course and regimen of things that we just put out. In fact, I just did a pain management webinar yesterday on the skin itself, which might be interesting for you both to look at. And it incorporates all kinds of things we could do to actually prevent UV damage by eating certain nutrients in order to protect and using our product on the skin prior to it getting burned, let alone afterburn. So it doesn't relieve and just soothe it on top and just the skin receptor. It goes down deep and heals the damage that was caused by the UV that created the burn, which makes the burn go away very, very soon, a lot quicker, I should say. People using it saying, it's astounding, I didn't get any blisters. I normally, if I burn like this, I get blisters. No blisters at all. I couldn't believe my skin in a day or so. 24 hours later, I felt like, wow, I didn't have the same burn. Normally, it's, as you know, last days, especially if you blister, then you could be talking about weeks before your skin really heals. None of that when you use the Afterburn product.
Perfect. And, you know, the funny thing is, Lee's daughter is very, very fair, and she's going to be giving her that when she goes away next week.
Oh.
This is perfect
beautiful
timing.
Beautiful darling that she is.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you know her very well.
Well, you know, we know that there's all sorts of things. Girls, since we have three daughters and six granddaughters, obviously we have the boys in the family as well. We know that there's a point in time when they got their horns up, but the one thing that we love about that is they're not going to put up with anybody's nonsense either, which is what we want. Independent-minded women, young women that are out there kicking butt.
That's right.
Right?
That's what we have to raise. That's what we have
there
to
we
do.
Go.
That's what we have to do. Raise little boys and little girls the same way. Love and
exactly.
respect.
And
love we and respect.
Respect
you, Lou Paradise. And we thank you. Every month is a pleasure. I could do this I could do this every day.
Yeah, I'm sure we could, and I feel the same way, and it's such a joy and a pleasure. Honestly, it's a real honor for me because we know how dedicated you two are and what you do and how you've transformed people's lives, and I'm delighted we can be a part and continue to grow, and our relationship, of course, is incredible, and we will do more things, I'm sure, as the time moves on. And thank you so much. Thank you both.
Thank you, and we'll talk to you next month. Lou Paradise, a gentleman always and a fountain of knowledge. So thank you so much, Lou.
Thank
Have
you,
a fabulous
Lou.
Day. Thank you as well. Have a
Thank
wonderful
you.
Weekend. My love to everybody. Warmest regards to all the beautiful people out there and to your families. Go out there and kick up your heels and boogie like you should, and you know you can.
And you
so,
too, my friend.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take
Bye-bye.
Care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah. And people could check out Lou's webinar. Just go to the Topperson page. I'm sure it's there. And that you know, you scroll down if
yeah,
you
I saw the
it.
Last one that it was about the sunscreen.
Yeah. Well, this is
that's
a really
very you know very 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 educational for people that love the sun.
But
I mean, I learned my
lesson.
Even if
you're looking for one specific thing, their wall just has a lot of interesting things. Also, Fitness Fridays. Elite and I stick our heads in there, and we
That's
do fitness Fridays with them. We've been doing it for over a year now, and just like little blasts here and there. It's just, you know, look.
Yeah. Very informative.
The way I
wall.
Look at this, it's information. It's knowledge for nothing. Mm-hmm. Where is knowledge for nothing?
Yeah.
It doesn't exist. So make you know take full advantage of these things that you have. And his webinars, I've listened to most of them. He's just wonderful to listen to. You know, wonderful to listen to. And again, a fountain of information and a more charming man you will not meet. But he will be on with us again next month. So we look forward to Topperson Talk every month with Lucky Luigi, Lou Paradise,
Lightning Lou,
and. We also want to make a little mention to Muscle Sport Magazine. We love Muscle Sport Magazine. And you know what? I'm not going to give too much away. I was following them the other day, and they are, you know what? I love when writers stand by their stuff. There are certain writers there that are having these, like, little arguments online with people that are in I'm not going to mention any names, people that are disagreeing with points of view, and I love that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know what? Good.
Right.
This is what
you love debate.
To do. But you know what? That's the thing is, debating is healthy when you start calling each other names.
Nice.
The thing is, I don't agree with, my thing is, I don't have to agree with you. You don't have to agree with me, but let me see your point, because maybe I will come around. Maybe I'll learn something I didn't know. And that's always something that leaves your ego behind. You don't have to worry about winning. It's about, okay, I have an opinion. There's no rights, there's no wrongs.
That's right.
But Muscle Sport Magazine, they have $25 for a subscription. Where can you get that when magazines are like, what is Muscle and Fitness now, $6.95? Something like that? It's expensive.
$6.95?
I think so. It's expensive.
I think it's like $10.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it that
I
much?
Don't think it's $6.95. I think it's more than that.
I wasn't sure it was that. That's okay. So there you go. Okay, so now that's
very expensive.
That
and you're just paying
point,
for advertisement.
That makes my point better. Old school
delivery
of content. That's Muscle Sport Mag. You can go online and see the magazine, but you know what? Get it for yourself. Nice glossy print. Put the magazine against your face and sniff. That's what I want everybody to do.
Feel that paper.
Sniff that magazine, because you know what? God help us. We might not have it. We
True.
Might not have magazines. So go out, $25, have yourself a good sniff, and you know what? You'll get some information along the way. So Muscle Sport Mag, www.MuscleSportMag. It's really great. I mean, I love it. I love reading it. It's always very, very, it's very informative. Very informative. We love it. And, of course, we love Topperson. You know, we love them. They love us. Bruises love them more. And it's honestly, it's true.
It's really a great product.
It really is. Foot formula, regular formula, Topperson Junior, which was actually good for sunburns. But now they have this wonderful afterburn formula.
You know, I give a tube to my hairdresser all the time when I see her because her hands hurt all the time from, you know, styling hair.
Sure.
And her feet from standing on her feet.
She
goes, I just love this. I would never known if you never told me about it.
See? And, you know, it's on the shelves, people. It's in I think it's in every store now.
Yeah.
So you could definitely go and pick up a tube yourself. www.topperson.com. And if you mention the code TOPFIT30, you'll get a little discount. They'll know it's from us. And that's our special code if you want to go online. But, you know, if you don't want to go, some people just want it immediately. Just go to the store, pick it up. Topperson is just wonderful. And I haven't met anybody that said it didn't work. I haven't met anybody. So we thank Lou Paradise, and he'll be back with us next month. And I thank my lovely co-host, Lee Ziegman, for writing.
Well, I want to thank my lovely co-host, Lori Towers.
Thank you, dear. And pretty good dancer, huh? What do you think?
Very good dancer.
Uh-huh.
If you go on our wall, you'll see her dancing with all the studs.
Boy, were we dancing up a storm.
Yeah.
I just say to Lily can dance, but sometimes I just make a stand there and I just move around her. Or I move her around me.
She needs a pole, so.
It's one or the other. But, just go to our Facebook page and
see all those
pictures. All the things from that Bachelorette show, and we highly suggest you see it. But on that note, have a great day. Be good to yourselves, be good to each other, and we hope that you make fitness a part of your life. Take us home, Elite.
Here we go.